Welcome back to the Java with Sugar podcast presented by The Absolute. My name is Sean Doherty, and I'm a solution consultant on our sales enablement team. And I'm joined here by your favorite host, Stephen Sugermeyer. Stephen, I'll pass it off to you to say hi to the audience.
Thank you, Sean, and it's a pleasure being here. My name is Steven Sugumar, and I'm the manager of solutions consulting here at The Absolute and your host for Java with Sugar. On this arc, we're exploring professional services automation. And as you've already heard, Sean and Issam on episode one, and Sean and Nana on episode two. Sean, can you recap some of the highlights off that interview with Nana?
Sure. So to quickly recap, in that first episode, we really introduced the audience, talked about what PSA is, why it's important, and who it's meant for. And then in that second episode with Nana, that's where we really got deeper into the solution and exploring how it enhances both your resource and project management. And it was great to have Nana on that episode because she's got a plethora of experience, not
Oh,
just in
yeah.
the industry, but also with the solution. And so, in today's third and final episode of the ARC, we'll be talking about current PSA trends and what the future holds. So, I want to begin this episode by continuing with that discussion that was started in our last episode with Nana. And that discussion was centered around the rise of remote work and distributed teams. So, over the past few years, remote work has picked up a lot of steam. And with that comes distributed teams. Now, if you don't have the proper solution in place, that's not just a distributed team, it's now a disorganized one. And this is where PSA fits in perfectly with this trend, since it enables collaboration across the entire project team, regardless of where they're situated. So, Stephen, I'm curious, based on your own experience, do you feel this is a trend that'll stick around for a while, and how does it affect client needs?
Talking about the remote work, I think it's here to stay long term. I think the pandemic really bursted that bubble of opportunity, allowing people to do the remote work. I think it's going to teeter totter. I think it is going to sway. I think it's going to be industry specific to some degree. I think it's going to be region specific too, perhaps. But I think in general, it is here to stay. I think that hybrid model, right? Office, virtual, in home, on site with customers still, right? I mean, that is still happening regardless. I think this hybrid model is going to be important. And when I think about it, I always think about it more from the availability standpoint. The trend now is availability, right? Being available 24/7 or more so when you're from home, being able to adjust for those hours, right? If we're a separated team working on a global project and the separated team is from different locations, we're talking time zones now. We're talking your working hours may differ from the person that you visited in the office last year, right? So I think that availability concept is very key to that trend. And I'm very curious to see how companies are going to manage availability going forward.
Yeah, those are great points, Stephen. And it's something, we're already starting to notice how you talked about it's differing between different industries and things like that. Some of our clients we've noticed have started pushing to get people back into work. But some of those industries still are, that's not a focus for them. And, I think back to that other point you mentioned about availability and just how that rings so true. I can think back to a past job I had where I was in office, and the availability there is nowhere near what I can do, being able to travel around with my laptop, work from where I need to, adjust to other time zones for our various clients and things like that. So, yeah, I think having a solution that can really encapsulate, the need for a distributed team, but also one that's centralized is really key. And that's where PSA really fits into the puzzle here.
Awesome.
So,
Love to hear it.
another trend we're starting to see blow up, Stephen, is artificial intelligence. And I could see this playing a huge role in not just PSA, but the entire tech space as a whole in the future. And AI becoming stronger opens the door for automations that previously couldn't be done with simple logic, but can be done with the help of something like machine learning. And this could lead to increasing the effectiveness of forecasting, identifying patterns, and predicting outcomes, further helping take that guesswork out of your professional services processes. And one thing people tend to undermine with this trend of AI is the importance of data quality. You
Oh,
can't
yeah,
expect
of
the
course.
AI to execute processes properly if it's using inaccurate data. And this is where a single source of truth, like a PSA solution, becomes so valuable by eliminating duplicate data, ensuring all the relevant data points are being captured, and providing the necessary tools to create standardized processes. Is this a trend you're also observing as well, Stephen, here around AI and also data quality?
Yeah, I mean, AI, I think it's more of a buzzword at this point than a trend. Data quality is definitely a trend, and I definitely agree, Sean. I think it's underrated. Talking about automation first, I mean, it's 2023 and it's the buzzword. I mean, I'm talking about ChatGPT, OpenAI last year, Microsoft getting into it, Elon Musk a little bit, a couple years back starting OpenAI. So it's definitely been buzzing around the ecosystem. I think there's a lot of potential. I think some of that focus has not been explored yet, perhaps. I'm thinking of things like just asking the PSA solution, like, hey, I'm looking for a resource who's available for this time period, who has these skills, who excels in this language on top of that, who's, proficient in that product. Just like I would with ChatGPT. Like, I've asked ChatGPT so many questions. And if I could just get onto PSA and be like, this is what I need. Like, who is my resource that could do this? Or, will I have enough time on this project to meet the demand based off of my resource utilization? If I can start to interact with some of the tools like PSA and more of that AI kind of driven conversation and dialogue that we've been seeing in recent times, I think that's revolutionary. I think there's a
I
lot of
agree.
potential there, right? The need to learn these solutions becomes less so valuable. It's more about like search engine optimization, like using your tools as a Google search engine, more or less than an Excel tool or a PowerPoint tool in some case. So I think AI from that perspective has a lot of potential, but still very noisy, very scattered. I think a more focused, clear type of solution has yet to come forth. And I think there's that potential, which is very interesting. But I think a lot of this, Sean, I mean, you said it's data quality. We went from this reign of big data, and now, companies and customers and businesses are left with so much data, they don't even know what to do with it. So I think it's transitioning more from getting data to putting meaning and context to data, making sure you have the right data. What does the right data mean? I think that's subjective. I think there's still protocols yet to be determined for that. But I think a tool like PSA and with its analytic capabilities, instant reporting, its filtering, that visibility and transparency you have, it's a tool that will help you realize if you have the right data or not, and then allow you to action and gain further actionable insight into it. So little bit long-winded there on the AI trend, but I think data quality is very important to ensure AI has a solid future.
I fully agree with that, Stephen. And it's interesting how you talked about, big data being the initial focus. And now people are starting to realize, wait, no, it's quality data. And it's interesting to see them almost building the hay bale up and then looking for the needle in the
Yeah,
haystack almost. So
right.
yeah, it's
Very well
interesting to
put.
see how that's coming around. So those are all great points, Stephen. Thank you for providing that insight. Folks, this concludes our third and last episode of ARC 3. So to quickly summarize, in this ARC, we introduce what PSA as a solution is, the value it brings to professional service companies through automation and the reduced need for human interaction, how it enhances resource and project management by unifying both aspects onto a single platform, and finally, the current and future trends that not only create a need for PSA, but will also impact it as well. So I want to thank the audience for tuning in and taking the time to join us on this arc. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something new about PSA. So please make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast to support us. And follow our LinkedIn page to stay up to date on any new episodes or announcements. Thanks, and we hope to see you in the next arc of Java with Sugar.
Thank you. Tune in.